I didn't even know. Mm. No, I didn't even know. I think we had Harry had his 100th appearance on Tuesday evening as well. It was fantastic from his point of view, but I never even thought about that. No, right, listen, fantastic. Very, very proud if that's the case. And let's hope we can mark it with a win. That'd be even better.
What do you make of your time so far? I mean, obviously, the ambition is still to get this club into the Championship, but what have you made it? How does it compare to maybe some of the other jobs that you've had?
It's a terrific job. Listen, but you know, there's no easy jobs in football. That's for sure. But particularly in management, you know, with you know the pressures that go with managers in football clubs at the moment in time. You know, the longevity of the job. You know, is run about 18 months, I believe, in most cases, on average. So it makes it very difficult. But when you're given a job and an opportunity of a club of this magnitude, you know, this you want to make the very best impression you can. And I think we've been doing okay. You know, we've won a lot of games, but you know, the bottom line is it's promotion. You know, and I think we'll be judged by that. You know, it's at the end of the season. You know, we'd love to be sat at 27th of April. You know, perched at the top of the league, it'll be a fantastic tenure, you know, and if that can be the case, then there'll be nobody more proud of than myself.
Is management harder now than when you first went into it?
Yes, it is, yeah. It is, and I think you see that yourself with the pressures, you know, every day in the media. You know, there's always a manager that's been put in the limelight for one reason or another, but it's very rarely it's in a good way. You know, it's always there's always some sort of criticism one way or the other. You know, I think the talk of the town at the moment is Rafa Benitez, isn't it? You know, and I think that, you know, that's what it is. You know, people need to have something to talk about with regards to football, and it's generally the managers who take it in the neck. And I have to say that there is an obvious lack of patience nowadays, because everybody wants to be successful straight away. You know, and I think that's part and parcel. You just have to accept it.
I think looking at the league table, there's 4 points between first and seventh. It's so tight up there, isn't it, this year?
It is very tight, yeah. And I think that, you know, if the trend is that, you know, I think by the end of the season, end of March, it possibly might be the same. So we've just got to make sure, from our point of view, we keep ourselves in that area and try and keep our heads above the rest of the teams if we can. Because it possibly could go that right to the wire, you know, and if he does, we have to be ready to go that distance.
I mean, it's quite an unusual night on Tuesday, where I think it was only Doncaster in the top six that won.
In a week, we've had three different teams at the top of the league. So that answers itself. Yeah, of course he does. I think that we'll go this weekend and you watch everybody win. You know, it's one of those funny situations that develop in football seasons. And just when you think you're okay, you know, you drop a rick, if you like, and you're back in the pack again, and that's what happens. That's what happens. But you've got to make sure you're positive with it. You can't be downhearted with it. You know, we were disappointed. Excuse me, the other night with the draw at home. You know, and everybody wants to win at home. But there's factors that belay that. You know, that again, we're responsible for us not winning the game. But we can't be too downhearted because we're top of the league.
Mm-hmm. Your away form has been superb. Mm-hmm. Home form has not been quite as good. Yeah. We just spoke to Michael Doyle and I threw the question his way. I mean, do you almost prefer to play away from home? Maybe there's not that much pressure away from home. Do you see it that way at all?
No, I want to play at home. Of course, I mean, I think you're always getting an advantage at home. You know, you always want your home form to be good. You know, that's where you get your biggest support, obviously. And I think, you know, we do want to play at home. But there's also a time when there's a bit of anxiousness there as well. There was a bit there the other night. There's no doubt about it. You can't hide from the fact it was. And we have to try and allay that somehow, you know, and put a positivity, you know, back into it, you know, and so the players are not feeling under pressure when they play at home. You know, they want to win the game, but I think it's you know, it's an area where we must try and relax a little bit more and try and play our football like we did the week before, you know, against Colchester with some terrific football then, you know, but you have to say, you know, the opposition that came the other night and with Russell and his team, they played very well, you know. You know, I don't think anybody has given them any credit really, you know, of how tough they were to break down. They were very well organised, didn't give a lot away, you know, and anything that we got we had to really, really earn. And they were a threat on the counter attack as well. But so you know, let's you know, it's not just about ourselves. You know, there is, you know, 11 other opponents on there who are trying to stop us playing. And as I said the other night, I thought they did very well in doing that.
Is it easy to forget that sometimes? You know, as a supporter, you sort of see a team like that, and with all respect, you might look at Leighton Orient and even look beyond them.
Well, yes, of course, yeah. You know, the fans have only got their own team in mind. You know, that's no matter who it is, you know, and who we support. So there's only, you've only got eyes for them. You know, it's, as you say, like your missus. You want a bit of ice for your missus, don't you? And I think in that respect, that's what it is. You know, you don't really see anything else. And I think in those terms, it's difficult to see what's against you. But, you know, as being a professional, we do know what's against us, you know, and we know how tough it can be. And I have to say, the other night, they were very, very well organised. Just the way we went to Bournemouth, you know, and, you know, I remember reading back against Eddie Howe, said his big players didn't play. Well, because we didn't allow them to play. That's what it was. You know, it wasn't that they didn't want to play. It's because we didn't allow them to. You know, and that was the same possibly the other night against us.
Are they just as important as the players, the fans?
Of course they are. Vital. They're vital to us. You know, and, you know, it's, I think we're the envy of most of the division, you know, to be able to get the crowds in that we have. You know, it's envious in some areas. And I think that in that respect, you know, we've got to utilise it the best we can. You know, and if we've got... the other night, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20,000 fans, you know, that are in full flow. It's a very difficult place to come and play at Bramall Lane, and that's what we've got to try and turn it into.
Do you think some of that anxiousness maybe is because for the last few years, this club has not had sort of the success that it was hoping for? It's been relegated a couple of times and missing out on promotion last year. Do you think that's playing a part as well, that the fans are sort of, when they do have a bad result at home, are worrying, is it happening again?
It's not going to change anything, is it? You know, it's not going to change what happened 2, 4, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or last week. You can't change it. It's happened. You know, and I think that's what we do. We always have a really positive outlook on things. You know, we've got a massive game at Oldham, and if it's anything to go off, the last few seasons we've taken some great fans down there, and they've been absolutely magnificent. I have to say, I think that was my first game as well. You know, in the beginning of last season. And I didn't realise, you know, how passionate they were, you know. And that's a big difference, you know. And I think that, you know, when things have happened or what's happened before, it counts for nothing really now. You know, we've got all of them in front of us now. What we did last week or what they did last week or, you know, whatever, it can't count for anything. You know, it's a level playing field, let's get on with it and let's put every advantage in our favour that we can.
How's Jamie Murphy?
He's struggling a bit. I don't think he's going to be available, but we'll look at him again late tomorrow. It's likely that he'll miss.
There was a few concerns that this might be a long-term thing, but the way you're sort of talking there, you don't see it that way necessarily.
No, not at all. No, it's not long-term at all. I would like to think he'll be back in contention by MK Dons.
Jonathan Fort,
same situation. I'd like to think he'll be available by that day.
George Long, then. Very good game again in midweek. How do you think that he's sort of progressing now that he's had, you know, pretty much a season, hasn't he, under his belt? I mean, at least half a season now where he's been playing. You know, he had some moments a few weeks ago, but he's kind of come back from that, hasn't he?
Yeah, listen, if he was a midfield player and he miscontrolled the ball, you'd expect it. He's a goalkeeper and he miscontrols a ball or he lets a goal in and he's castigated. You know, that's unfortunately the position that goalkeepers are, but they don't get it from us. You know, that's one thing they don't get. They don't get, you know, criticism if they make a mistake. It will happen, and you've got to accept that the young lads will make mistakes. Older players do, you know, maybe not as many, you know, but they will make mistakes, and they have to live and learn by it. And George is maturing brilliantly for us. He's been fantastic ever since. I mean, the saves he pulled off the other night for us were absolute top draw. And I think that will help him as he goes along. His concentration levels will get better, his decisions will get better, his distribution will get better. But he needs those games and he needs those minutes on the pitch, you know, and thankfully he's getting those minutes now. And a bit like Harry, I suppose, who's played 100 games, he's still 19. You know, George could be very much in that same type of frame.
Do you believe that maybe this first season as a starting goalkeeper could be the most important for him, that he'll learn more this season than maybe any other that he has?
I don't think he'll learn more this season than, you know, I think he'll be learning as he goes throughout his career. He'll always be learning something because of whatever level he plays at. You know, there's always something to learn. But it's a great start for him, you know, to be playing for a club of this size, you know, in the first team, you know, in a very tough division. It's a great start for a young career. And that will help him a great deal. There's no doubt about it. But I'm sure he'll go on to play at a higher level, you know, and we're hoping that's with us, you know. So let's hope we can look back on this one and say that was a great start to his career.
Matt Hill, obviously, he's back to full fitness now, a player that you've got a lot of time for. Yeah. You probably want to sort of find a way to get him back in the team. I mean, how do you sort of weigh that up at the moment?
He can't play up front, or he's been there now. listen, I think everybody knows how I regard Matty. He's a great lad. Got a lot of time for him as a pro and as a person as well. And to put him in the team, you know, be great from my point of view. But that's not how it works. Sentiment goes out the window. You have to pick the team that was going to win a game. And Danny Higginbottom's coming in, he's done absolutely brilliant. I mean, listen, we've got 4 clean sheets in the last 5, you know, and really should have 5 out of 5, if I'm quite honest. So that in itself proves a point, you know, that we've got a squad of players that are competitive, that are putting pressure on each other to stay in the side. But what we've got as well, we've got the respect that the lads who are playing at the moment in time from the lads who aren't playing. And that's all we can ask for. And Matty will be the first one to pat anybody on the back, and particularly Iggy or Neil, who's playing in his positions.
How good was it to give Dominic Poling an hour in midweek?
It was great. You know, I think he slept for a week after that. I don't think he's woke up yet. He put everything into it. It was his first game for a long, long time. And at this level as well, it's a tough ask for him. But he did lots of things that were quite positive. And again, like I said, on Saturday, you know, let's hope he can kick on from there as well.
Oldham, the next game, and obviously they've got slightly different ambitions. They want to stay in the league, but it is going to be a tough one. And at this stage of the year, everyone's fighting for something, aren't they?
That's a good point, it is. Yeah. Everybody's fighting for something. There's lads who are mid-table who will think that they can get to the playoff positions. Playoff positions think they can get to the top. And the bottom teams can think they can get out of it, and those above them don't want to drop into it. So there's the 3-point system's terrific. You know, it keeps the season going right to the very last game, virtually. And so Oldham themselves, yeah, they've got a lot to play for. You know, and is it as important as it is for us to win the game as it is to them? Of course it is. You know, they're for different reasons, but it's very important for both clubs. So we know we're going into a very very stiff contest for us. You know, they did very well against Everton midweek. They got beat 3-1, but some of the play that they had was excellent. You know, and they certainly weren't overawed by the Premiership team. So they'll get confidence from that. You know, but from our point of view, it's down to ourselves and how we approach it and how we take the 3 points, and that's all we can focus on.
How will you approach it? Because I think, you know, obviously Sheffield United aren't Liverpool or Everton, but you know, it's a big occasion. They know what to expect. They've had success in the FA Cup on that ground in the big game as well. So yeah, they're going to be ready, aren't they?
Yeah, they are going to be ready, of course, yeah. You know, and I think Philly's done brilliant down there as well. You know, he's not even the manager, like, and he's getting some great results. So, you know, they can play without any fear. You know, that's one thing as well. And I think that, you know, if they win the game, it's a great bonus. If they lose the game, a lot of people, possibly the bookies, wouldn't have made them favourites anyway. They won't have lost a great deal, but you know, from 11 players on the pitch, it'll be a disappointment, and we've got to make sure that is the disappointment for them. We're going there. We can't have any sentiment, like I said before. We're going there with one focus, and that's to get 3 points, because that keeps us, you know, in that fighting position at the top.
The one thing that they probably have got is firepower, and you look at sort of Chris Iwuolumo, and he can be a real handful as well. They've got other guys. Iwuolumo?
I think
that big Scottish bloke up front.
That's him.
So, I mean, when you look at players like that, I mean, it is going to be another workout for your defence. But as you've said, you're in good form at the back, aren't you?
Yeah, we are in good form at the back, I think. We'll need to be. I mean, you know, young Smith, who came on as well, who proved a great handful for the back line at Everton, and the Premiership teams at home as well. You know, they've had some terrific defenders against them who they've punished, and so we'll have to be on top of our game. But I think we are at the back at the moment. I think we're looking very strong. Like I say, you know, the clean sheets we've had recently has been a big bonus for us. But we'll have to be on top of our game with Chris Iwuolumo and whoever plays with him. I think it possibly be Barnard, you know, or even Smith up the front. I don't know, but you're right. They've got some firepower, and we'll have to be very much on our toes against them.